And we got any guests out there that want to say anything? We got one guy.
That was cute.
So, Superintendent, do you want to make a sentence? Well, let's have a roll call. Can you do that, our guests first?
Yep. The meeting of the Tinnick Board of Education, Monday, January 7th, 2019, 12:30 p.m., Tinnick Boardroom. Members present, Heather Young.
Here.
Gina Rowley.
Here.
Janice Boswell.
Here.
Helen Wall.
Here.
Ted Haynes.
Here.
Superintendent Hughes.
Here.
Myself, Jeremy Snell, members excused or none.
Okay, let's go ahead and
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Cody. Superintendent. So, the next thing on our agenda is we'll do the swearing in of two members. I guess it's us. Jeremy, do you want to do that?
I don't want to, but I certainly will.
Janice and Gina, we're going to have you guys come up on this mic so we can make sure we get it on the recording.
Okay.
And then Jeremy will be right here in front.
All right.
I've got a cheat sheet.
We can do that, can't we? Yeah.
So there's one for you and one for you. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I can see this too. You want us here, huh?
Yep. All right. So I've laid this out, so we'll just do it one line at a time so it doesn't get too confusing.
Okay.
Yeah, same. You guys will do it at the same time.
Okay.
So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Gina's new. Janice is old hat at this. So hopefully
thanks for
we
saying hat. After old.
No. So if you just want to raise your right hand, repeat after me. I'll read the first line, and you guys read the after me, and then we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
So I state your name, have been elected as.
I, Janice Rowley, having been elected as.
Member of the Tinnick School District Board of Education.
Member of the Tinnick School District Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was painless, right?
Okay. Do you have any citizen comments?
Eric,
do you have anything to say?
No.
You don't want to tell us anything? Okay, well, somebody, all right. So, I would just like to call on a, is it okay if I do this on the, it's not on the agenda, but a board member has something that she'd like to maybe say right now. Is that okay?
Sure.
Can we do that without the agenda?
With right after citizen comments, that's fine.
Okay.
It is about the person approaching me over the ball game. Should I let them on phone in case someone?
You can. I've already notified the principal and the athletic director, so if you want us to share that.
Just so that we're all aware.
I think girls' ball game last Thursday, after it was over, I had a grandparent come to me and ask me how I felt about the game. And it was sad. They were grieved, I mean, a lot, 4 to 50, 60 some points. And she was quite unhappy about how this affects these girls with their self-esteem. And she said, you're on the board, you can do something about it. I said, no, as a policy, I cannot. And as one person on the board, none of us can do anything. I said, but I can tell you what you can do. And I told her to get in touch with Mr. Thornock and go to him. And she said there were other mothers and that were upset and they would like to go and find out about it. you can direct them where to go, but it's one board member, we cannot do anything.
Well, that's just kind of a heads up as to what's happening in the ball game.
Just to help this along, I appreciate Board Member Wall and her, you know, sticking to what our jobs are at this room, and the fact that there are individuals out there that do think board members can control basketball games, and who you play, how many points you're going to score, and all those types of things. So, having said that, I went and visited with Mr. Thornock, gave him a heads up on that after talking to you, and he said, great, he'll wait for that contact, and he will visit with the coach too, but teams that we play are scheduled a year in advance. Teams, the funny thing is last year, our team played that team and hung within, 8 to 10 points. And so there's so many unforeseen. That's called sports, you know. And we'll do the best we can to make sure that we don't have major inadequacies, I guess, in our play. But I just appreciate you handling it that way, because they do. They come right up, and Gina will see that they come right up and they think the board member can fix everything from what was served that day at lunch to they're playing for basketball. And so I appreciate that. And we'll keep working on it. And everybody here will say that they've been contacted about a sports thing at some point in time. It's just, Board Member Haynes called me and says, I hear there's a kid that's not getting played enough. And he got to hear about that one, you know? And so it's just how you handle it is just like you did, you know, said, well, I appreciate that. And, who you can talk to is so-and-so. And so we've all been there. But and he's ready for that contact, and he's already going to try to do some things prior to you just to kind of...
Well, I didn't want him blindsided.
Of course, and that's the best thing. The best thing that can happen is you let me know, and we'll get that out to our AADs or principals and those type of things. So, and sometimes even the coaches, because they get attacked and they don't deserve it either, so we want to protect them as well. So,
well, and we as board members appreciate it too, because if you've been contacted, we may be too. So.
Well, the funny thing is they may not have liked her answer, right?
Yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll say, hey,
I know, well, I'll call somebody else.
I'll call another board member, so. Anyways, thank you.
Anyway, thanks. So, we've got that behind us. So we go on to the Utah School Boards Association annual conference review.
Yes, so what I'm going to do is I have to know some timelines and to finalize reservations. I know we've got jobs that are kind of in the works, we've got family and some family issues there, but I just need to know so I can make sure everything's lined up. Now, I will tell all the board members, I do have a car available for board members to leave on Thursday. I spoke with Board Member Young. She mentioned that they were thinking 4:30-ish, right? Around that time, maybe the party?
Yeah, it just depends on what you've met, like with dinner and all of that, and so.
So in the past, there's a lot of different options. So depending on what time you leave, you gotta get up there and you get checked into your room. They have a registration window it's quite a large registration window. I wanna say 5 to 8. You know Jeremy by chance?
I don't know, I'll pull it up.
Okay, but I think it was 5 to 8 or 5 to 7, something like that. They have a guest speaker after that. But there's a pretty good window for your registration. Anyways, once you get up there, in the past we've done everything from, hey, go have dinner, we'll meet at the conference at this time, or we've met, had dinner that night right prior to, and we just meet at the restaurant there as a group and just visit and have dinner prior to. So it depends on what you'd like to do, and it depends on who's all going. Now, Board Member Haynes told me he's got the drillers he's working for, and you knew they were coming back in today. Do you have any more information on what you're thinking?
I better not. I got too many people
on your list.
On my list, that are wanting too many things done.
So do you think you'll
I don't think I'll be
on the Friday? Okay.
I don't think I'll be able to go Friday. Okay. I plan on Friday.
Yeah, Janice, you were looking at Friday for trainings. What's your schedule looking like? Is it just unknown because
you know what? I'm going day by day. Okay. It seems like
I figured that you'd have to wake up, see how Gary's doing.
I'm in a way. I feel terrible about it because.
Well, I have to say, in 20 years, you've not missed one conference.
No.
So, but we all understand with family members.
Yeah, it's just day by day. I'm hoping he's kind of going through a little bit better phase right now.
So is it fair to say that you won't use the hotel whatsoever?
I won't.
But you would go to trainings on Friday if possible?
Friday, I'm going to try.
So we will keep your registration active and cancel the room.
Okay.
So registration, yes.
Cancel my room.
But registration, yes.
No, wait, I'm sorry. What?
I actually knew this. I already talked to you about this. Since all those tickets and things, you weren't going to go to any of those events, I canceled the reservation, but you can still go to classes on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And lunch, just so everybody knows, no matter what, that's by Zions Bank. And Heather, I think, mentioned that she got an announcement in the mail, too. Did everybody get an announcement from Zions Bank?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you did not. Mm-hmm. We're still, if they don't have you on file, they don't have you. So, all right, so we'll just keep you in the wings for Friday. Ted?
Yeah.
You don't think any of it, right?
I don't think of it. Okay. Yeah, if it comes and something changes, right, I'll go in Friday, but I'd say it's a 99% chance and all.
Okay, I'll make that chance.
Okay, so you are planning to leave around 4:30 with the school car. Mm-hmm. I attend that day, but I think I will go with you guys.
Okay, so then what I'll do is I'll have that car, like I told you, I'll have that car up here. You can park your car right out here across from the office while you're gone, and you can just get in that car here at work. And at 4:30, you think you'll be here? I mean, I can have the keys in the, I can have Becky stick those keys in the visor right before we leave, and you guys can just pick up the car. Does that work for you guys? Probably should say it on the record that we have the keys in the visor. Anyways, we'll make arrangements for the keys. All right. So you three will come up on Thursday. You're possibly Friday, and you're not seeing yourself at all because of your work. Okay.
Maybe we get together Friday, Teddy. If you get a little time off, even.
Yeah.
If you could get a little time off, maybe we could both go up. You know, for a while, right?
Yeah. I thought I was good yesterday for a while, and it was just one of them things.
I understand
just,
that.
Okay. And it wasn't necessary.
So are there any questions that either I can answer as we get ready for the conference?
It's not a question, but for my schedule, depending on Brother Grill's funeral, I might drive up Thursday, and then I could come, I don't know. Mark talked to him, and they're meeting today at 2, so they don't know, but she said possibly Thursday or Friday. So if it's Friday, then I was hoping to come down for that and then go back up. So I might not ride in the car if that's a problem.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, they're hoping Thursday.
The car's there for whoever needs it. Okay. They are planning, so you're thinking they're not sure if Thursday or Friday?
Mark talked to him this morning, and they said Thursday or Friday. They were going to meet with the mortician at 2.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something to consider. So, and as your schedules change, you can communicate with each other. If that would help, that will take us out as the middleman. I will just have the car ready. And if you look at your schedule, and as a matter of fact, does everybody have everybody's phone numbers? Maybe we can get that today and make sure we get that information. You guys can visit that way. And then also, Janice, if you'll just communicate with me about your Friday situation.
Okay.
You and Ted. But if you three want to get some phone numbers, that might be helpful.
I was going to say, I will for sure be here Thursday at 4:30 or 4:30. A little before that.
Okay.
So
just so you know the time. Mm-hmm. I'll get with Kip. And I can go in the morning, and then he can maybe be there when they get out.
And then Jeremy and I will be there at the conference. Why don't we do this? If you guys are planning to leave at 4:30, he and I will make some arrangements and we'll try to troubleshoot when you get up there. With traffic, I will tell you, you're probably not going to pull up until about 6:30. We'll probably have planned for a 2-hour.
It says that registration's from 3 to 7, and then the program starts at 7 on Thursday night. So,
okay.
Which, I don't know, you know, whether people plan on trying to go to that Thursday night deal or not, but.
Okay. Is 4:30 work for you? Would you like it earlier, later? What are you?
I would like to be able to get registered and get checked into the hotel. So that's really the, I mean.
Is that good enough time? I'll talk to him. What's your telephone number?
It's 801-493.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it took me a minute. 801-493-9790.
And I'll talk to you.
And just in case, if something changes on the other side, Helen, why don't you tell Heather yours? Yours is 6941, right?
Yeah, that's my home.
That's your home. And do you want to give her yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Because you probably. Okay. Yeah. That's how it works nowadays. Okay, 435-681-0242, and that's your cell number.
Okay. And that's what you'll reach me on if I'm Tandy.
Okay. All right, so if that's the case, and if you are leaving at 4:30, I don't know if you're wanting to go to the first session, which is the keynote speaker is Anthony Kim, who does some great work with personalized learning and things like that. We probably won't be able to fit in us sitting down to have dinner, so you might want to grab something right when you get there or make some arrangements that way. Okay? So what we'll do is Jeremy and I will be there prior to, because we have meetings all day and a legislative meeting before. We'll just plan on getting us a table and waiting for you guys to show up. And I can text you what our table, where we're at with our table and that kind of stuff, what area we're in. Okay?
I think last year you checked in, right? You checked everybody in and we had the hotel, the keys. You left the keys at the front desk.
Yeah, I left the keys at the front desk. So what I'll do is I'll go in and I'll say, I'm checking in these rooms and I put it all on that district card. So please don't buy any movies. And then what happens is you just go up and say, I'm, you know, hell of a ball, here, you should get my key. And I'll just give you your key. And you don't need to worry about all that transition stuff. Because what used to happen is you would give them your incidental card. And then your card, we get charged for all the rooms. And so we just started stepping away from that. So I'll take care of all those things. Jeremy and I will. And then you guys just go leave your keys at the front desk. Okay? And we are in the tower. Is that correct, Becky?
Oh, nice.
So
yes.
You won't have to walk out to the courtyard. You just go to the main elevators and go to the tower. Okay?
And then as far as, because we're going to do our batch of checks this afternoon or tomorrow. So for per diem, then we'll just do these three checks, and then if Ted or Janice shows up, then we can do that after the conference, if that's okay. So.
Okay. And those per diem checks, we'll try to, we can even stick those, we can probably put those, we can get those to Board Member Young prior to.
Just, sorry. Stick them with the keys in the.
Okay.
Well, if we had the checks, then we can
throw them cash at the keys.
Mail them tomorrow, and then that way they can have time to get to the bank if they need it, if need to or whatever. So.
That's true.
We'll let you know one way or another.
So we'll mail. Yeah, that works better. Mail them to them, and then you'll receive them the next day.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to take our
Chromebooks? So, Mr. Allen has a workaround. We can get that on the Chromebook. If you think you're going to sit in a class and take notes on your Chromebook, then take it. If you don't think so, I would say it's not worth taking that, lugging it around. They will still have some trifold, you know, agendas and things like that for you to go around with, but most folks are now using the app that they mailed out, so that's what I would say. But there is a workaround. You can download the conference onto your Chromebook. Which reminds me, I have a Chromebook out here for you to pick up before you go.
And then as far as the banquet goes Friday night, just you three will plan on attending the banquet? Do you have spouses going? Mark, Robert's not? Okay, and then Carl probably isn't then. If Helen, Carl won't be going to the banquet with you then. Okay. Okay.
And he will go down with Gary if you go Friday.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay. Well, I will have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Did somebody?
I'm just teasing her.
Okay, so does somebody want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you.
Second. I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.